Hi, GWA. This is Brainy Babe. I'm feeling a lot of peer pressure to do this, so this is a little uncomfortable, but I'm gonna go ahead. I am originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I do not live there anymore. But because of that, I have a kind of an interesting relationship to this particular challenge. Boston, as some of you may know, has two very distinct accents. There's an upper class accent, which is somewhat British sounding. That's sort of the Kennedy accent. I can't come to the phone right now. I'm in the bath. And then most people are blue collar, or as I'm fond of saying, no collar. And that accent is very distinct and usually associated with lower intelligence, very little class, and no sophistication. So I worked very hard to get rid of it, very consciously for a number of reasons. Some had to do with singing as a hobby and a little bit of acting as a hobby, but more so because of a career path I chose where no one would ever take you seriously if I spoke the way I spoke growing up. So I will do this as how I speak today, but I'm also going to do a few of the things in a Boston accent because I think it's a very unusual accent and it's good for a laugh. Okay, so as I speak today, the following words would be aunt, although anyone out here would say aunt, that's a carryover from Boston. Roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, Jif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. In Boston, or if I were drinking with my siblings, this is when my accent comes out, either that or when I'm really angry, I would say aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, Nolens, pecan, both again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, Jif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. Throwing toilet paper in a house is TPing it. Bubbly carbonated drinks, where I currently live, are called pop. Most of my country calls them soda. In Boston, they're traditionally called tonic. Gym shoes are sneakers. My grandparents were Nana and Papa. The wheeled contraption is a grocery cart, or in Boston, definitely a grocery cot. You change the TV channel with a remote, choose a book and read a passage. Okay, so as my screen name might suggest, I'm a bit of a voracious reader and I have kind of a big library. So I was thinking, what could be funny and or fitting? So off the top of my head, I pulled Edgar Allan Poe. He hated Boston with a passion. He was from Baltimore, Maryland. So I thought I would read the first stanza of his famous poem, The Raven, in a Boston accent. Hopefully, not an affected one, but just how I would have read it had you met me years ago. Okay, here goes The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of one gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'Only this and nothing more." Do I think I have an accent? Kind of addressed that. Everybody has an accent. It all just depends on who's listening to you. Three words, any three words that I want. Well, I'll admit I'm not doing the dirty words, but I do have three words that I think sort of dirty, that would describe all of the sexy people here on GWA. And those words would be mellifluous, voluptuous, and libidinous. So one final thought before I go. I do find that I no longer fit in sort of on my home turf in Boston. People that I ran with would say that I talk too proper, that they see me as stuck up because of having sort of whitewashed my accent. And I don't think about it when I'm living in other parts of the country, but when I go home, it is interesting. I was in a not so great neighborhood, kind of by accident, with my kids, and we stopped in to get a bite to eat, and I kind of slipped into it, and my kids were like, "What the heck was that?" And I was trying to explain to them, granted, you know, I have white privilege, I am educated, so all of those apologies and caveats go first, but it just felt safer to kind of fit in. And so that's a weird thing. I go home and people say that I have a drawl, like a southern drawl they think I have, which of course I don't, but to them, it sounds that way. Also, Bostonians are known for talking really fast. So the way I speak now is painfully slow for most of them. So anyway, kind of interesting. I live in this kind of in-between place linguistically. I'm probably going to butcher pronunciation here, but Rilio's accent challenge. Thank you for putting that out there. This was fun. I'm going to put a link in if anybody gets a kick out of the Boston accent. There's a pretty funny Saturday Night Live bit that they did that I'll stick there if you want to laugh. It's pretty true to form. Okay. Bye, everyone.